Red Eye is 3 hours of alternative politics and culture, broadcast live from 9 until noon every Saturday morning on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver, Canada. Here is Peter Royce.
Have you heard of Liberal Parliamentarians for England, or Liberal Parliamentarians for France, or indeed Liberal Parliamentarians for Nicaragua? If you have, then someone's misled you. There are no members of the Canadian Parliament, Liberal, Tory, NDP, who've organised to advocate for the policies of England, France or Nicaragua, or indeed any other country, except one. There is a group of MPs who call themselves Liberal Parliamentarians for Israel. To explain who they are and what they do, I'm joined in the studio by Erica Lammercraft. Erica is a member of Canada-Palestine Support Network, which we otherwise know as CanPalNet. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me here.
So now tell me to start with, is this a secret or an open group?
It's an open group of members of Parliament and senators from the Liberal Party of Canada who have joined together to support Israel, and they see the fundamental cause of the Palestine-Israel conflict as sort of Arab intransigence, Arab unwillingness to abandon a strategy of terror.
So now are they public? How do they make themselves publicly known?
Well, they have a website, and they issue policy documents. When they first formed in June 2003, they issued a policy document as Canada was, the Foreign Affairs Department was going into a review of its foreign policy. And so they had a number of suggestions for moving Canada's foreign policy.
So before we get into any of the details of what they're doing, maybe you can tell me about who belongs to this group.
Well, there are about 15 or 20 members of Parliament and senators who are part of this group. It includes three cabinet ministers: Erwin Kotler, Minister of Justice, Jim Peterson, Minister of International Trade, and Vancouver Quadra MP Stephen Owen, who is Minister of Sport.
And so are there others from other parliamentarians from BC that are involved?
Not from BC that I'm aware of. I believe Stephen Owen is the only BC representative on in this caucus, but there are members from across the country, including from Maritimes, Quebec, and across.
Okay, so now maybe you could tell me a bit about their objectives.
Well, their objectives, plainly stated, is to move Canada's foreign policy to more closely support Israel in a whole range of matters. The policy document that they issued in 2003 identified a number of issues. They identified, they asked for a change that while it was fine to recognize the Palestinian Authority as the representative of the Palestinian people, they wanted Arafat removed from Canada's stated position on that, as Arafat as the representative of the Palestinian Authority. They wanted to move UN votes to support Israel as opposed to abstaining on votes or supporting Palestinian rights. And we can discuss that in a bit, whether Canada has actually supported Palestinian rights historically, but that was one of their goals. They also wanted to have a review of the United Nations Relief Works Agency funding and looking at all of the mechanisms there. A whole number of issues that they've taken up on behalf of Israel.
Now they've mentioned something about bringing policy in accord with Canadian values. What's meant by that?
Well, that's a good question, because when you look at Canadian values, you know, they've recently done a number of polls, and Canadians clearly state that they want a fair and balanced foreign policy towards the Middle East that respects the fundamental human rights of Palestinians and Israelis, and that they want this grounded in international law. And so if that's what Canadian values are, this is, I think, a far cry from parliamentarians for Israel, what they are actually calling for. And we can see that in terms of their position on the wall, for instance, that Israel is building, 90% of which is built in Palestinian territories. And we've seen UN votes that Canada has cast going against the decision or abstaining or not wanting the International Court of Justice to even look at the issue of the wall.
And how do they deal with that, the old issue of like, how do they tackle the Palestine terrorism issue? Because are they out there promoting the Palestinians as terrorists and the Israelis as sort of passive victims? Or how do they fit in that?
Well, they certainly... in their policy documents, Israel is always the victim. And they talk about the cycle of violence and that there's no moral equivalency, that Israel is always responding to Palestinian terrorist attacks. They don't look at the fundamental issues, that this is an occupation. There is an occupier and an occupied. Israel is the occupier, Palestinians are the occupied, and this is a violent military occupation that has been ongoing for 37 years. And that is totally removed from the context. And so Israel is always the victim, responding, retaliating to. And so one of the issues that they raise is, that parliamentarians for Israel raises, is this idea of proportionate response, and that Canada has no business criticizing Israel for its proportionate or disproportionate responses, as the case may be, because Canada is not on the ground trying to protect its civilians. No concern for Palestinian civilians who are under attack in these incursions into occupied territory.
Now, you mentioned that that sort of Canadian values thing doesn't really fit with reality. Are there any examples of actually what Canadian values are with regards to the Israel-Palestine conflict as it sits now?
Well, one recent poll that was presented in the Globe and Mail, 89% of Canadians, which is an astounding number, think that Israelis and Palestinians are equally responsible for the violence. Now, I would actually disagree with that. I think that the preponderance of violence is from the Israeli army directed on to Palestinian civilians. But 89% of Canadians think that both sides are equally responsible for that, and so presumably both sides are equally responsible for resolving the issues, where parliamentarians for Israel place the blame solely on Palestinians.
Yes, it certainly highlights the discrepancy there between what they're calling Canadian values and what seemingly are from polls. So how successful have they been in, you know, in achieving their objectives?
Well, unfortunately, I think they've been quite successful. We have seen the recent votes on the International Court of Justice decision on the wall. In February, we had Canada vote against the International Court of Justice having a look at the question of Israel building a wall in occupied Palestinian territory. And then when we had the International Court of Justice rule in July of this year, Canada voted against the vast majority of the United Nations General Assembly in supporting the decision of the court in supporting international law. We had the entire European Union, the entire Arab League, and many other important countries around the world vote in favor of this motion. We had six countries vote against. They were sort of the usual suspects: the U.S., Israel, Australia, and three U.S. client states voted against, and Canada was one of 10 that abstained on that vote.
And you're able to tie this to the activities of this group, you think?
Well, I you know, it's hard to say how much influence any group has, but these are their stated intentions to shift the voting pattern at the United Nations. Another example we can point to is the United Nations Relief Works Agency, and they called for a review of that. And so that recently did happen. There was a review of Canada's funding for United Nations Relief Works in Palestine. And the good news there is that rank and file, again, we can look at sort of Canadian values versus what Parliamentarians for Israel says Canadian values are. Canadian values, and when you ask Canadians, we do want to support the rights of Palestinians, and through the United Nations Relief Works Agency, there were a number of letters that were written from many of us across the country saying that we wanted to continue supporting United Nations Relief Works in occupied Palestinian territory. As well, there were at that time, while this review was taking place, Liberal Party meetings in Quebec. And I was in contact with one of the women who was at these meetings, and she spoke very strongly in support of Palestinian rights and in support of United Nations Relief Works Agency, and that Canadians wanted funding to continue. And as she spoke, the room just exploded in applause, and she thinks that that's an accurate reflection of the values of Quebecers and the values of Canadians generally.
Now, I understand they've also been upsetting people in the Foreign Service in Canada.
Yes, we've seen a couple of articles recently in the Globe and Mail, John Ibbotson reporting that, you know, and we have seen a shift in our approach, in Canada's approach to the Middle East, and Ibbotson has reported on this, and that there is concern from the people that are on the ground doing the work, who understand this conflict and who see this as a wrong-headed approach, that we're heading in a direction that jeopardizes Canada's position as a fair and honest broker. Again, we can discuss whether that's...
Yeah, are there other forces contributing to this change?
Well, again, John Ibbotson, in his latest article, reported about the pressure that Paul Martin is under. Jerry Schwartz, CEO of Onyx Corporation, was a major funder in Paul Martin's leadership campaign. And he is also, I think he's one of the founding members of Canada Council on Israel and Jewish Advocacy. And again, their positions are very clearly stated, their approach is Israel is the victim. Israel is always responding proportionately and within the framework of international law, and that it's Palestinian violence that is the cause of.
So, yeah, and we've also seen this just general more alignment with Canada, with the US and their policies. So I suppose I'm interested in what are your priorities for changing this the current government policy on Israel and Palestine?
My priorities as an activist,
yes,
social justice
absolutely.
Activist? Well, I think the best opportunity that we have, and the most meaningful opportunity that we have to affect Canada's role in this conflict, is with the recent decision on the wall. That, again, that was the International Court of Justice, which is the principal or judicial organ of the United Nations, ruled on July 9th that the wall where built in occupied Palestinian territory is illegal. It's also reinforced a number of principles in international law that Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem are occupied territory. And I think most importantly for our work here in Canada, that decision placed a positive responsibility on all states, which includes Canada, to support international law and to not recognize and to not help Israel in continuing its construction. And so the ruling was that Israel must cease construction, tear down the wall where it's built on Palestinian land, and pay compensation to Palestinians whose lives have been disrupted by the wall. And so I think that that's something that we in Canada can get behind and push our government to respect international law. Again, we're not asking the Canadian government to pick sides on this issue. We are asking the Canadian government to respect international law.
Well, thanks very much for talking about this with me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Erica Lammercraft. She's a member of the Canada-Palestine Support Network. For more information about the campaign to get the Government of Canada to uphold the decision on the internet of the International Court of Justice on the illegal Israeli wall, you can check out their website at www.canpalnet.ca, and you can also find information there on the Liberal Parliamentarians for Israel that we were talking about earlier.
You've been listening to a program produced by Red Eye, an alternative media collective which broadcasts every Saturday morning from 9 until noon on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM in Vancouver, Canada.